Injuries. We had Ego Ferguson, knee, did not participate. Tracy Porter, hamstring, did not participate. Sam Acho, illness was limited. John Bostic, ankle was limited. Brunell McPhee, wrist was limited. Sherrick McManus, thigh was limited. Any questions?
John, what did you think of the pass rush against Green Bay, and what do you have to do to make sure those guys get home and
yeah,
finish those rushes?
We're, you know, on to Arizona, well, preparing for them. You know, I think we just need to improve. I mean, that's why we're out here practicing. I think we're capable, and, you know, this is a different matchup, different style of offense. Has nothing to do with last week, and it's been dealt with as such.
What's the biggest challenge against someone like Carson Palmer?
You know, I think you know, a lot of the video we have, a lot of the breakdowns, he wasn't in them. Obviously, we had him against New Orleans where he played the whole game. I think, you know, they've changed some. You know, this year they had their starter. You know, last year I think they played three different quarterbacks. You know, I think they've upgraded their stable of wideouts as far as speed and quickness. You know, they've always been committed to the run. You know, Bruce, you know, even when they were in Pittsburgh, a lot of similarities in some of their wide receiver insert runs and their commitment to the run. And then, you know, taking shots, you know, off the play action. You know, and they've got some guys that, you know, are pretty fast and efficient doing it.
What do you see in Chris Johnson now that he'll be probably going to work?
You know, I think, you know, I've seen him for many years there in Tennessee. You know, he was a kid that was out of East Carolina when I was in the Carolinas, so, you know, I knew a lot about him, you know, both in college and as a professional. So, you know, he's done it at a high level before, and you know, he's definitely very capable.
Someone like Carson Palmer, you've seen him over years. Do you scout strictly tendencies, what you see on film, or how much of it at some point when you know somebody, does their personality, you get some instinct about someone, or do you?
Well, I, you know, we spend large majority of our lives studying this stuff. You know, I think, you know, there's a book on everybody, you know, coaches and players, so you know, I don't want to delve too much into that just from a competitive standpoint, but you know, like everybody that does this for as long as he's done it, you have great respect for what they do and how they do it. So, you know, it's unfortunate that he had an injury, you know, a year ago, and he looks to be playing good, you know, one game out of the blocks.
What's the identity of this defense, of your defense?
You know, I think, you know, we still have a pretty significant body of work ahead of us. So, you know, I don't like seeing who wins the race, you know, when you've barely gotten out of the blocks yet.
That said, Jen, in your experience, how much of a jump do you see from week one to week two from your teams in general?
Well, it's been, yeah, it's been a lot of different ones. You know, I think the goal and what we preach is to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, all these games are hard. You know, that's why it's professional football, and you know, there's only 32 of them, so. You get 16 opportunities, and you know we're into our second one. So, you know, I look for improvement.
But were there like significant holes that you feel like you could fill in the way individuals played that you can erase from, you know, in week two?
Well, I mean, I just said there's room for improvement, mm-hmm. and you know, that's the challenge. You know, in any one of these seasons, at least the ones I've been involved in.
A couple more are going to bring up next.
Who would you identify on the defense as playmakers?
You know, again, Peggy, what, you know, one game. I mean, it's like, you know, it's
well,
like, let's pick the most valuable player after one week.
Well, I mean, you've had training camp. You've seen them in
yeah.
Who has that potential to be your playmakers?
You know, we're kind of waiting to see. You know, I think, you know, we're in a production-based business. And you know, there was, you know, plays made, good and bad. Hopefully, they're good plays.
Is there an open competition at right guard right now, or is DeCoste pretty well settled?
You know, I don't want to pick on one position. You know, I'd say hopefully it's competitive at all of them.